This is a different Christmas for us this year, isn't it? Things are different. Now, some of us might just only have the cloud of the whole virus stuff and all the restrictions and the political realm and those kind of things, and our other stuff is going on as planned, and that's awesome for you. Others of you, traveling plans have changed, or you do have family members that have changed things that are the house that you usually go to, or maybe they're asking people to wear masks, or different things have changed, or maybe, and you're either glad about that or frustrated about that. Maybe you have lost a loved one this year, and we're heading into a season where it's just different than normal. And the question is how do we celebrate to the fullest extent the Christmas season despite all the other things that are around us? And again, you might have things that are unrelated to everybody else's experience. Maybe you have health issues or family issues that are there that are weighing on you. And how can we celebrate Christmas in the midst of a context of where there's so many difficulties and issues that are before us? And perhaps more so than any other season, this might be the season in which we could remember the statement that many of us at times will make, that Jesus is the reason for the season. And so if we have Jesus, then we have reason to celebrate, right? Whether we have to wear a mask or not, whether something is canceled or not, whether there's health issues or family issues or not, whether we celebrate it all by ourselves, and truly, if you're a follower of Jesus, are you ever really by yourself? And so can we celebrate Christmas despite all the issues? Can you celebrate Christmas with the family members that you don't necessarily want to be with? How do we celebrate Christmas fully? Turn with me, if you will, to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, we're going to look at the prophecy that was made about the coming Jesus into the world. And some of you know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. I'm not going to sing that for you, by the way. But we are going to look at 12 elements from this prophecy in Isaiah about what was coming when Jesus came into the world, as well as what is still yet ahead for us. This prophecy is combining both his first and second coming in the statements that Isaiah prophesied to us from the Lord. Isaiah chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way by the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. Verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the prophecy that is for us, for you and I, as Jesus came into this world for us. And when he came into the world with it, he established certain things, and he set in motion things that are yet to come. And what are these elements, these 12 elements that were brought into existence by Jesus coming into the world? The first is reward. There will be, it says, there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. For us, suffering is different than those who don't follow Jesus. Because for us, we know that every time you go through something, there is an increase of a blessing that's waiting for you on the other side. Every time. Jesus says he knows if one bird falls, he knows if one hair falls, and he gathers up all of our tears into his bottle. Every single time you suffer, we know that there is an increase ahead of us. If we are, like we said last week, suffering for following Jesus rather than suffering for our own issues and those kind of things. And so when you find yourself in the midst of a season that things aren't the way they should be, or somebody's upset with me, mad at me, mistreating me, I'm spending Christmas all by myself, whatever you call suffering, just remember that the message of that suffering is that you have something increasing on the other side. Aren't you looking forward to getting to that other place? And so when the disciples, when they were beaten and persecuted for Jesus' sake, they rejoiced. Why? Because they knew that that meant something more is ahead of them. And if we understand the reward nature that we walk in, oh, the joy we can have when we suffer and when we go through it. Secondly, glory. In verse 1, it says, in the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the latter time he has made glorious the way by the sea. You might remember Moses when he was seeking the Lord. What did he ask the Lord to show him? Show me your glory. This glory can be demonstrated in our lives, a glorious experience. And no, that does not mean that all our troubles are gone. No, that doesn't mean that everything is made perfect. But that does mean that there are glorious experiences awaiting for you in Jesus Christ if we seek him. What does the scripture say? If we seek him with all our heart, we will what? Find him. If we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. So whether you're sick, whether you have health issues, whether you have restrictions, whether you have things canceled, whether you're all by yourself, seek the Lord Jesus Christ, and there are glories waiting for you in this life and also in the life to come. That is why we celebrate the Christmas season. Not just simply for presents and decorations and traditions and cookies and all, family and all those things that we love traditionally. But we wake up 5 days from now able to, one, prepare ourselves for rewards, two, to live in a glorious morning. Don't you want to wake up to a glorious morning? That is found for us in Jesus Christ. Third, verse 2, the people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. The third gift that he brought into the world for us is understanding. Oh, how much better it is when the light is shone and we can see clearly and know what's happening. How easier it is to go through trials and difficulties if you understand why it's happening and you understand kind of what the journey is and what's going to take place on the other side. You know that if you worked in a job, anybody ever work in a job that you did not like? Okay. Did you know ahead of time that you were leaving that job in 2 weeks or a week or whatever to give a notice and such? In that job, though there was misery there, you knew it was coming to an end, right? And so that suffering or that difficult environment wasn't as difficult anymore because you knew when it was coming to an end. You knew what was going to take place. And the more we understand what Jesus is doing, we understand the work of the Holy Spirit, we understand biblical principles and those kind of things, and the light is shining in us. Jesus is the great light, right, that came into the world. He is the light of the world. And when he comes into our lives and we allow him, because that's the key. We can choose to stay in darkness, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we can cope with and deal with and walk through all the things that we're walking through because we completely understand it. Fourthly, verse 3, they rejoice before you. This joy that, as we sang earlier, this unspeakable joy that the Lord gives, that joy is not dependent upon whether or not you have to wear a mask or whether or not you have to social distance or whether or not you have any presents or whether or not you get to spend time with family or whether or not the turkey got burned. Anybody ever have a year where the food just all went south for you, or whether or not there's family squabbles and those kind of things. Our joy isn't dependent upon that stuff. Our joy is dependent upon whether or not we are one with Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, if you are in me and I in you, you have joy. And so come 5 days from now, the question isn't whether or not you have the things you usually have. The question is, did you wake up in the presence of Jesus Christ? If you didn't, go back to wherever you seek him and seek him again, because he gives joy unspeakable and full of glory. Fifth element that he brought into the world, verse 4, the rod of his oppressor you have broken. He brings deliverance to us. Now, sometimes he gives us deliverance in this life, and that's a wonderful thing when he does. Ever been delivered in this life, whether it's from a sin issue or a health issue or a circumstance, and Jesus came in and was your rescuer and brought deliverance to you? But the Bible says in Corinthians that we see now through a glass dimly. You know what is incredibly amazing to me? When you look at the beauty of this creation, as much as you might not like snow or driving in snow or cold weather, on Thursday evening when you looked out of your window, wasn't that a beautiful sight to see everything covered in snow? My children said to me when they were going to bed, it's not bedtime yet, Dad. It's light outside. And it's because of that. I love the light reflecting off of all the snow and the glow that you have in that. Think about how that is thousands of years of a creation that's been tainted by sin, and yet it looks that beautiful. Think about all the glorious experiences, good experiences that you found in Jesus Christ, we have in Jesus Christ now. They only pale in comparison to what's on the other side. And so you might say, well, yes, he's delivered me from this, but he hasn't delivered me from this issue, and I still have this thing that's going on and this problem that's in my life. You see, for us, for those who follow Jesus, deliverance isn't a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Because whether or not he heals you in this life, one day we will be in a place where all the things that we are crying out for victory over, all the things that we're wrestling with, completely and instantly delivered from for all eternity. Isn't that an awesome thing? And so when you wake up on Christmas morning saying, I have nothing, woe is me, you know, this is bad and that is bad, and I can't believe that Christmas is this way, remember that what you're celebrating is that Jesus Christ came into the world and the rod of his oppressor he had broken. If we understand the fullness of what Jesus brought to us, oh, how we can delight in 5 days from now. The sixth thing that he had given us, and this is not in any way in priority order, but it is in order of the passage itself. The sixth item is Jesus himself. For to us a child is born. He gave himself to you. You know that? Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the King of the world, Emmanuel, Jesus who is God, who sat on the throne, who is perfect and flawless and created all things, Jesus gave himself not just to Joni, not just to Domingo, not just to Diane or Gary. Jesus gave himself to you. And each and every morning when you wake up wanting to be with Jesus, oh, how amazing it is that Jesus wants to be with you. Jesus wants to sit with you, to talk with you, to love on you, to spend time with you, to listen to all your complaints and all your worries and all the things you're happy about. Jesus wants to be with you, and he gives himself to you. And so when I wake up 5 days from now on Christmas morning and I have reasons to not be happy, may I remember that there is someone in the room with me. When I have to, for whatever reason, perhaps have to spend Christmas alone, remember there's somebody else in the room with me. And I have more than I need to be joyful, because I have all of these elements that Jesus brings into my life, the reward, the glory, the understanding, the joy, the deliverance, himself, and also security. Verse 6 says, the government shall be upon his shoulders. He will take it upon himself to rule and reign. Don't you hate when you don't know what tomorrow will hold? Don't you hate when you're in an employment situation that's on not so solid ground? When your health, you don't know what's wrong with your body? Or you don't know why this person's upset with you? or why things are the way that they are and you don't know what the outcome is going to be. Did you know that you have for yourself your own secret service? You have angels around you all the time. You have Jesus who said he will never leave you nor forsake you. And you might be going through it. You might be facing a lot of things, but Jesus is right there with you. And not only is he protecting us, or at least empowering us to walk through that, but again, now we see through a glass dimly. Despite all the ways that Jesus has protected us and spared us, and listen, I don't know if you know, but when I hear of the stories, as you know, Heather and I have done work in foster care and adopted, and we have friends that have done that. When I hear the stories of some of the things that children have gone through, or even some of the things in other countries, in third world countries, or whenever I study history and read about war and some of the horrible things that people have gone through, and I think, I never went through that. I never suffered that. And may we remember all the things that we didn't go through, Jesus was sparing us of. Does that mean that Jesus wasn't there for those people either? Absolutely not. But Jesus is there. What does it say? He will never put more on us than we can handle. I remember that whenever I think I can't handle what it is that I'm facing. Because Jesus is empowering us. He's giving us the wisdom we need. But also, there will be one day when you arrive in heaven and you won't have anything to worry about. You won't have to worry about your next paycheck or how you're going to get gifts for somebody. Or you won't have to worry about that someone is gossiping about you or upset with you or mistreating you. You won't have to worry about your health issues and whether or not you'll die, because there will be no death. There will be no threat or fear or any of that stuff. You won't even have to wrestle with your sin issues anymore. For once and for all eternity, all those things will be gone away and we will live in perfect peace and security. That is what Jesus brought on the day that we're celebrating 5 days from now. Whether or not I have a big meal or I have a microwaved meal on that day, I have so much to celebrate 5 days from now. Eighth thing that he provides for us, Jesus is, in verse 6, the wonderful counselor. Did you know that you have a free, your insurance doesn't cover it, but it's free anyway, a free therapist available to you at all times? Anybody ever have emotional issues going on in your mind or mental issues going on in your mind and you're just really having a hard time working through things and nobody cares about you and it's just all horrible and misery and all of those things? Did you know the most professional, the most wise, the most caring, the most understanding therapist that there is anywhere in the universe is sitting right next to you? And the one who wants to bear your burdens. And so when you say, I just need someone to unload all this on, I'm telling you, there is nobody more real than Jesus. And Jesus, when he came into this world in human flesh, he gave us not only a God, but a human being that can sympathize with our weaknesses and can counsel. Anybody ever been counseled by Jesus? Anybody ever receive words of encouragement and uplifting and all of those things? That is what took place on the Christmas day. Now, we know that it's not likely December 25th that Jesus came into the world, but that doesn't really matter, does it? We are taking a day out of the year to remember that God came into this world in human flesh, and despite all the things that are around you that are going wrong, you have this wonderful counselor. You have also, verse 6, he is a mighty God. You have power that is available to you. I don't know if I can do this. Well, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I don't know if I can tolerate this stuff anymore. Well, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out of that. I don't know if I can handle my health issues anymore. I don't know if I can be in relationship with those people. I don't know if I can treat them the way that I should at all. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If you follow Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the same one that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, performed all those miracles that happened in the Bible and then some, is right there at that moment empowering you to be patient with that guy, to be gentle with that person, to not be brought to the pit of despair because of the comment that they made to you. To be able to handle that, perhaps things have changed, perhaps this year is a different Christmas year, and yet Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And because of what we are going to celebrate 5 days from now, I have power at my disposal because Jesus came into the world. The 10th item or element that is there, verse 7, peace, there will be no end. Anybody like the beach? Anybody like sitting in the ocean or listening to the crashing waves? Or if you ever had, I think about 13 years ago, my sister-in-law got married on the beaches of South Carolina. I got to perform the wedding, and we stayed in this really nice house that we didn't pay for, by the way. And there was a window. It was right on the beach, and there was a window that opened up, and all night you smelt the salty air, and the waves were coming in, and throughout the night, and it was just this peaceful feeling. We see now through a glass dimly. The most peaceful experiences, and not just peaceful that it's calm on the outside, but anybody ever struggle to have peace on the inside? On the outside, you're faking it. On the outside, I'm fine, I'm good. You're trying to act composed, but on the inside, you're troubled. On the inside, you're really shaken. On the inside, you're really hurting. On the inside, you're really sad or scared or angry on the inside. But we serve the Prince of Peace that can reach right down into that heart of yours, just like he spoke to the winds and the waves, can speak to your inner turmoil and bring peace in a moment. And if perhaps he chooses to allow you to wrestle with those things still in this life, we know that there is going to come a day that those wrestlings are no longer ever there. And neither will they ever come back again. Isn't that great? Haven't you been irritated when you got something dealt with and it was gone and then it came right back up again? Can you think, I thought we were past that. There is a time in which we will have perfect peace, and that peace will never go away. We will never have to deal with those things. And why does that happen? Because Jesus Christ left his throne and took on human flesh and came into the world on a day that we're going to celebrate 5 days from now. Why should I wake up happy? Why should I wake up in peace? Why should I wake up secure? Why should I wake up celebrating? Because this is the reason, because Jesus is the reason for the season. Doesn't matter who I'm with, doesn't matter who I'm not with, it doesn't matter what happens, what's changed, and all of those things. I have Jesus, and I have so much at my disposal and so much waiting for me, reward, glory, understanding, joy, deliverance, Jesus, security, therapy, power, peace. Verse 7 again, to uphold it with justice and with righteousness. He is going to give us justice. The way that somebody mistreated you, and you thought, have you ever said that this isn't fair? Anybody ever say that? Come out of your mouth, this isn't fair? Or maybe even said it to God, God, this isn't fair? If there has ever been anything ever in your life that's not been right, not been fair, on at least that day when we enter into his paradise, when he returns, everything will be made fair. He will deal with all the issues that happened, all the wrongs that have been done with you, to you. He is going to deal with, and he's going to bring justice for you. And as much as you thought you need to try for it, you need to work for it, you need to advocate for it, whether it's your own justice that's needed or you're seeing other people that are in problematic situations, just know that there is nothing left that's unseen, and Jesus will bring about justice for you. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. He's going to bring you that justice. Oh, how easy it is to walk through all the roads that we find ourselves walking in if we realize that at some point this is coming to an end. At some point this cancer is going to be gone. At some point this fight is going to be over. At some point I won't have this temptation anymore. At some point, I won't be worried and struggling and dealing with lacking. At some point, I'll never feel lack at all. And all that is because of the day that we're going to celebrate 5 days from now. Lastly, verse 7, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. I want you to understand just how passionate Jesus was about this. Have you ever decided to try something that got a little hard and you said, all right, I'm out. I'm not doing this anymore. It's got a little hard. Or you tried something and somebody got upset with you and said, oh, man, I'm upsetting people. I'm out. I'm done. I'm not doing this. Or ever stubbed your toe or got something pricked your finger or you got insulted or you lost money on something and you thought, all right, I'm out. I can't handle this. Jesus wanted you so much. And Jesus wanted to assure that you had all these things so much that when they were spitting on him and beating him and insulting him and putting the crown on him and whipping him so much that chunks of muscle and skin were being ripped out of his back, when he was being forced to carry his own cross after that brutal beating, and when he was nailed through the wrist and through his feet and was hanging there in the hot sun for hours while people were still yelling insults at them, he at any point could have called the angels to deliver him if he wanted to. He at any point could have taken on his godness again and just walked right off of that cross, but he never gave up. Why? Not just because of Terry, not just because of Rachel, not just because of John, but because of you. And if he was that determined to make sure that he got it, do you think that he's not going to be every bit as determined to make sure that you arrive at that destination? And so no matter what you find yourself facing, wrestling with, dealing with, us that follow Jesus Christ should never be without hope, but we should always have hope resurrecting within us on a constant basis because we know it ends. It's over at some point for us. And not only is it just over in the atheist sense that they think that when they die, they don't have to deal with anything anymore. No, it's not just a ceasing of things. It's pleasure and joy and contentment and provisions and health and life and love and intimacy for all eternity. Why? Because of the day that we're going to celebrate 5 days from now. Will you stand with me? Worship team, will you come and prepare to lead us? I had asked them to lead us in a song, and it's a more upbeat song, and I think we should sing an upbeat song in light of what we have to celebrate and rejoice in. And I'm not going to ask you to come forward. I'm just going to ask you to sing with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength the joy that we should all have within our hearts. And come Christmas morning, 5 days from now, and just incidentally, in case you weren't aware, you can celebrate all these things every day throughout the year. You don't have to wait 5 days. But on the day that we typically celebrate this, when you wake up sick, when you wake up aching, don't you hate that? Don't you hate when you go to sleep thinking, at least I'll feel better in the morning, you wake up still hurting? When you wake up and the problem's still there, when you wake up and you know that you're going to be alone all day, when you wake up and know that things aren't going to be the normal way, when you wake up knowing you're going to have to deal with certain people that are hard for you to deal with, when you wake up knowing that the bank account still says the same amount that's in there that was there the day before, when you wake up and the news still says that all this craziness is still out there in the world, we should wake up delighted and celebrating and joyful because Jesus Christ came in the world. Amen? Let's sing this song. Don't you have something to celebrate today? Amen? So when you hear those Christmas songs, remember, isn't that a cool thing that every year, atheists and unbelievers and pagans and all kinds of people who don't follow Jesus are singing the gospel? Isn't that a cool thing? And may we pray that gets in people's hearts, and may we find opportunities to share that with others, because we, above all people, should be the most joyful people on the face of the earth. I want to read to you one last thing before you go. John 14, Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you also may be." Jesus right now is preparing a place for you, and we're just waiting. We're just waiting. Amen? Well, 5 days from now, let's make sure that we maintain the joy that Jesus Christ gives us and walk in that. Next week, join us as we go back to Daniel, and we're going to jump in the lion's den. So I hope you'll be with us for that. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. See you next week.